Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on CARE Radio. Pleased to be joined now by Atchison County Boys Basketball Coach, that is Corey Eckert, presented by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. It's been a busy week, Coach, since we last spoke a week ago. You guys have knocked out three games, and let's start with that game Friday. You know, a rematch against a Horton Charger team that you saw at the beginning of the season, one that you guys won in double overtime, and this one close again, but it only took regulation. 52-49, Chargers get the bounce back. Maybe what was different about this latest meeting between the Chargers, maybe compared to the double OT win early in the season?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it was a similar game in the fact that we didn't play a very good first half. And the first meeting, we were down 11 in the third, and this time we were down 10 in the third. And both games we bounced back in the third and fourth quarter, played better. First meeting, we were able to tie it and get to overtime and carry the momentum. And this time we cut it to one, and we just couldn't get that last shot to go in to give us the lead. But we had opportunities to win. So, you know, we played well second half, but unfortunately we created such a big deficit in the first half that we came up a little short this time.
Yeah, no rest for the weary. You guys have already played two games this week now, both against league opponents. You know, Monday night a loss to Moore Hill, 75-59, and then Jackson Heights the next night on Tuesday, 77-51. I know offensively you've been seeing improvements over the last few weeks or so. You know, defensively you're probably still trying to figure a few things out, but Moore Hill, Jackson Heights, those are good teams in this league. How do you kind of assess those back-to-back games Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, Monday against Moore Hill, I thought we played really well. We were actually winning 2016 after one and battled with them most of the game. There was a stretch in the second quarter where we gave up 10 or 12 in a row and we didn't score, which kind of ultimately was the difference in the game. So, you know, I thought overall though, we played very well, and compared to the first meeting, you know, we struggled with rebounding that game, and this time we fixed that. So, I thought we played pretty well. And then last night, it was kind of the opposite. I didn't think we played as well as a team. Obviously, our defense struggled to defend the three last night. They hit several. But they got good shooters, and they had open looks, and they hit them. So, you know, offensively, we have moved forward quite a bit. We're putting up points. I'd like us to be a little bit more less selfish with the ball and share it a little bit better. But overall, things are coming together down the stretch here.
Yeah, we still got a couple weeks left. How about Friday at home against Pleasant Ridge? You know, the prep's probably been limited, but a familiar opponent in this league. What's kind of the expectations for your matchup on Friday against P. Ridge?
Yeah, I mean, Pleasant Ridge, they're pretty quick and athletic. They beat Jackson Heights there last week and hit a lot of threes. So, you know, we've got to bring our A game on defense if we want to beat or compete with anybody in this league. So, you know, we've got 2 days here to regroup and recover and prepare for senior night at our place. So it should be a fun atmosphere. Hopefully our guys come locked in, ready to play.
There it is. Corey Eckert joining us, Atchison County Boys Basketball Coach. Certainly been a busy, you know, last few days here for the Tigers. Again, going back to Friday against Horton, and then Monday, Tuesday this week against Moore Hill, Jackson Heights, and they're back at home, as you mentioned, senior night as they take on Pleasant Ridge in league play. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Brandon.